AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans in the Senate blocked an attempt to vote on creation of a commission to investigate the Capitol riot. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says shame on Republicans, and this is not over.
Senators should rest assured that the events of January 6 will be investigated, and that as Majority Leader, I reserve the right to force the Senate to vote on the bill again at the appropriate time.
This was a show of party loyalty by Republicans to former President Donald Trump, designed to shift the political focus away from the violent insurrection in January by Trump supporters. President Biden's new budget includes spending and taxes. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden laid out a $6 trillion budget for the 2022 fiscal year Friday that adds new safety net programs for the poor and middle class and increases taxes on businesses and high-earning people. The budget incorporates the administration's eight-year, $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal and its $1.8 trillion American Families Plan. The budget also adds details on Biden's $1.5 trillion request for annual operating expenditures for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. Despite the proposed tax hikes, the budget would require the government to borrow roughly 50 cents of every dollar it spends this year and next. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The president made a stop at Joint Base Langley in Virginia to start the Memorial Day weekend.
You are the backbone of the country.
The president also thanked people who have already received vaccinations. About 51% of Americans are now fully vaccinated. The verdict is guilty of murder in Iowa for Christian Bahena Rivera, a farm laborer, in the abduction and killing of a University of Iowa student who vanished while out on a run in 2018. No parole this year for Bill Cosby. He refused involvement in sex offender programs during his nearly 3 years in state prison in Pennsylvania. The 83-year-old Cosby has refused to acknowledge any wrongdoing. This is AP News. In response to the pandemic and the expectation of big crowds, parks around the nation have started offering reservations online. Marissa Huntington went to Adirondack Mountain Reserve in New York.
Pull in, show them our reservation, our name, and we could park. I didn't have to worry about getting here at like 4:30 in the morning to get a spot.
The park's John Schuler says the idea is to increase accessibility.
In a fair and equitable manner for all levels of hikers. Whether it's entry-level, day hikers, overnight hikers, peak baggers, as they call the 46ers.
The reservation system offers a trade-off to visitors, sacrificing spontaneity and ease of access for benefits like guaranteed parking spots and more elbow room in the woods. Shenza Faruqi is okay with that.
It's a little more difficult, but if that's what we need to do to like preserve the land, then it's not too cumbersome.
The number of Americans who hiked last year increased by more than 8 million, the largest one-year gain on record. Ed Donahue, AP News.